KZE. I'm Rick, and joining us now live on the phone is my old buddy Danny Melnick. Hey, Danny.
Hey, Rick. How you doing?
Everything is all right here. And how are you?
Lovely. Doing well in Saugerties. It's pouring rain, but I'm always happy, and things are good.
So you are one of the, well, people that make the local in Saugerties a special place. And you also do a whole bunch of other things as well, like you book and are very much responsible for the Saratoga Jazz Festival, and you're putting on a big show, which we're super excited about, on Sunday, August 9th, at the Ulster Performing Arts Center in Kingston, celebrating Jack DeJohnette, Sound Travels, a memorial tribute which over 50 musicians are assembling from all over the world to celebrate the amazing Jack DeJohnette. And Danny, what is your instrumental role in all of this?
Well, I really, you know, in so many ways, I'm producing this whole thing, but I'm working with an amazing team. Lydia DeJohnette, Jack's widow, asked me to come visit her in Willow in early December. Jack had passed away in September. And she said to me, listen, I really want to do something for Jack. I want to do it up here. I don't want to do it in New York City, and I need your help. Would you please, you know, do this?
Wow.
And I said, yes, of course. And so Pat Metheny and Terry Lynn Carrington particularly have been putting together all the music ensembles and picking the songs and working on a lot of that stuff. And
wow.
I've been doing so many other things. You know, I've been dealing with all the ticketing and the box office and the on sale and the publicity and the marketing. I've been managing all of the logistics at the venue with the tech and the staging and the gear and the piano and the backline and sound and lights and overseeing a lot of the artists, you know, communication for getting them to Kingston.
Wow.
And figuring out what time the sound checks and rehearsals are going to take place, and, you know, really just kind of overseeing all of the nuts and bolts of the whole thing. And then most importantly, managing the finances, because we're donating all of the money to the table at Woodstock and the family of Woodstock.
Wow.
And yeah, so it's a benefit event.
Now, how did family of Woodstock get involved, or how did you decide that they will be the benefactor?
Well, it was Lydia. I mean, she felt very strongly that she wanted this event to be a benefit, and we all agreed to volunteer our time and do that. The musicians also are all volunteering their time, and not only are they volunteering their time, but they're all coming to Kingston and maybe staying over, depending on where they're coming from, on their own.
Wow.
No hotel, no travel, no artist fees, no fee for me. You know, Pat and Terry Lynn have been donating a ton of time on this. And we're doing this, you know, for the love of Jack and for the love of Lydia. And, you know, they were a long, long, long time residents here. Lydia's been here since the late 60s when she and Jack moved up here.
Yeah.
And she really wanted it to be a benefit for local organizations, and she picked the table and the family. And so, yeah, we're going to, all the money that's left, we're going to split it 50-50, and those organizations are going to get all the money.
That is super cool and super amazing from Lydia to want to do that as well. And, you know, they loved Woodstock. They loved where they lived. They loved being in the hills of Woodstock. And I would see them, both Lydia and Jack, all throughout town. You go to Bistro to Go, I'm standing next to Jack ordering, you know, and everybody let him be. And it's just a great thing to just be able to see him hanging out in the same place you are back in the day. And it was a cool thing. So that's really very thoughtful and very cool of Lydia to want to keep it Woodstock and Ulster County Central, which is super awesome. Now, Danny, tell the folks who's coming. Now, I see a list of artists, and can you, in your words, describe who's going to be there?
Well, it's an extraordinary list of artists. I mean, Jack had this really epic 60-plus year career, and we invited, we think, every single solitary living musician that he played with
Wow.
That we know is still out there and playing from the early days until most recently. Mm. And a large majority of them were able to say yes.
Wow.
Obviously, some couldn't from travel reasons, health reasons. You know, some of them are, have gigs that night elsewhere around the world.
Got it.
So we have from the early days, like Henry Threadgill and Roscoe Mitchell from Chicago, Wadada Leo Smith, and up until the more recent times with Esperanza Spalding, and a lot of the cats here in the Hudson Valley area, like John Medeski, John Schofield, Larry Grenadier, David Gilmour. And then, you know, everyone in between from Danilo Perez and John Petitucci and Joe Lovano and Terry Lynn's going to play. And we also have Bruce Hornsby, you know, coming and because he worked with Bruce Hornsby. And so, you know, even like Bruce Hornsby was in the middle of a tour, just so happens that he's off on that Sunday in the Northeast. He's playing north of Boston on Saturday night. And then he Matheny got in touch with Hornsby and said, hey, look, you know, we're doing this. Could this work? And he looked at the calendar, talked to his tour manager, and he's like, yeah, I'll be there.
Wow.
And so, as a matter of fact, his tour manager called me the other day, and he said, so we're on the bus. And, you know, we're all coming. And I said, oh, you're the whole band? And he's like, well, yeah, we're on tour. He's like, so I said, all right, well, I you know, it's a benefit, but I can put the band upstairs in the balcony if anybody wants to come to this. Like, I'll figure this out, you know. And so I explained to him how that works. But, yeah, it's a major all-star, once-in-a-lifetime, you know, incredible group of fabulous musicians from so many different eras of Jack's career. And they're all going to play on, you know, music from these different eras. And we have a whole bunch of drummers like Nasheed Waitz and Bill Stewart and Billy Hart.
Wow.
And of course, Terry Lynn Carrington and a number of others who are going to, you know, sit in and on Jack's drums.
Wow.
We're having two of Jack's drum sets on the stage.
Wow. That's cool.
Yes. And they're going to play, you know, Jack's drums during those songs. And we're also showing some incredible archival video, live video of Jack during this, you know, event from different eras of his life.
Wow.
And that's really deep also.
Wow. This is going to be a multimedia awesome experience.
Yes.
Wow. What a bunch of planning and what an amazing gift from Pat Metheny and Terry Lynn Carrington to put these artists together. And Pat, of course, is another area resident, and he loves this area as well. So to call up all these folks like Bill Frisell and David Murray and Ravi Coltrane, be like, what are you doing this Sunday or the date?
Exactly.
You know? You want to come and play?
Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable. And so many of them are coming from far away on their own dime.
Wow.
So it really is, you know, as you mentioned those names and I mentioned others, we could keep going and going and going.
Yeah.
And it's really mind blowing. And so it's going to be a super special, you know, perfectly appropriate event to celebrate one of the most legendary, phenomenal jazz musicians in the world. I mean, Jack was such a vanguard artist and an NEA jazz master and just a legendary human being and on every level.
Yeah.
And he was so influential and, you know, kind to all of these musicians that he played with that they, you know, so many of them were like, yes, I'll be there. And so here we are in Kingston, New York, not in New York City, doing something that would be wholly appropriate in New York City. And we're kind of bringing the world to Kingston at UPAC on August 9th. And, it starts at 5 p.m. purposefully because we know it's going to be a long show. And it's going to be, you know, something that people are going to talk about forever.
Do you think, Danny, it's going to be a six-hour show, maybe wrap up at 11? I mean,
well, we're hoping my calculation at the moment is that it's going to be about 3.5.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it obviously could go 4 up until 9. But no, I mean, the idea really was to start early on purpose, not to go up till super late, but we knew that it was going to be long. And, you know, with the crew and obviously a lot of the artists are going to have to go home to New York or Boston or New Jersey or wherever, you know, after the show that night. So I also thought about like, okay, well, you know, I got to get these guys home somehow on the, you know, they're all, again, coming on their own, but, you know, allow them to get home that night if they need to and want to. So, yeah, it's 5 p.m. Summer Sunday, and it's Jack's birthday, August 9th.
Oh, wow.
1942, he would have been 84 years old.
Wow.
This coming August 9th. Yeah.
The last time I saw Jack, he played solo piano at the Ulster Performing Arts Center. And it was during a big bill, Hudson Valley Votes, I think was the event.
Yeah.
And he came out and played solo piano. And it was so heartfelt and so deep. Everybody was just blown away. And he had command of the audience still at that time in his life. And what a treasure. And Danny, thanks so much for producing this event and putting it together and working with Lydia and making her dream come true. And that's really, it's an amazing thing, Danny. And we're proud of you and really looking forward to the event. August 9th, 5 o'clock, Ulster Performing Arts Center in Kingston. Danny, what's the best way to get tickets?
So the, you know, Bardavon owns and runs the UPAC. So it's like bardavon.org. I think if you type in upac.org, it actually goes to the same website. So online at the box office at UPAC in Kingston also. It's also on Ticketmaster. And we're selling tickets. You know, we're doing really well, but we certainly have some seats left.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage people to go and do this. It's not only going to be a phenomenal, really, you know, uplifting, beautiful experience, but it's also a benefit, like I said, for two very important and critical organizations here in this area that help a lot of people. And here we are doing this in celebration of Jack's life and his music. And I'm honored, you know, quite frankly, just to be doing it. So,
well, I commend the attitude. I commend the work. And Danny, you always bring great music to people's ears. Mm-hmm. And that's important to me. We need you in this world. So thanks for what you do. Thanks for what you do. And, you know, keep on doing it because live music is the cure.
It really is. Thank you so much.
All right, Danny, all the best. And we can't wait till August 9th. Folks, once again, visit upac.org or bardavon.org, bardavon.org, and get tickets before they're gone. They're reasonably priced as well. It's not one of those $1,000 tickets. And you are supporting Family of Woodstock and Table of Woodstock, and they bring food and clothing and advice to people who need it. So, Danny, thanks again, and we'll see you very soon at the show.
All right, man. Thanks so much. Take care of yourself.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
It's the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. That was Danny Melnick. I'm Rick. We'll be right back.